Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. Today is day 27 of Embodied Surrender. Yesterday, I shared one of the most joyous moments of this holiday season, and that was when we told the kids that we were going to take them to Disney. At the same time, this has been one of the saddest Christmases ever, because it's the first time that we don't have my mom with us. Last year, on Christmas Eve, she got out of the hospital, and I had a feeling that this would probably be our last Christmas with her. And so we actually took her to our home and had her stay for a week until we could get her some help at home. So when she came here, we included her and involved her in every single moment because we knew that this would be our last Christmas. So there were no regrets to that. And so many moments this Christmas reminded us about her, because on Christmas Day, normally we would go for dinner at her house and have this beautiful Chinese hot pot dinner. And we didn't do that this year. I think next year what I'll probably do is have that celebration so that we can remind ourselves of that tradition. So in the midst of great joy can come sadness, and you can hold them both. The question is, can you hold the pressure of both of them at the same time? Can you be so incredibly happy that you got to see your children's face light up, and yet be so incredibly sad because you miss somebody so important to you, and yet see both those moments as miracles? That's what I got to understand, and that's what I got to hold even more in depth this year than ever before. And that's where your power lies. That's where your strength lies. That's where your personal power is your ability to hold more and more pressure. Now, we've been talking a lot about letting go and surrendering, and sometimes looking into our past to see evidence of when, of things that are still, that we're still holding on to. There is also a different pathway. If you don't want to look back, you don't have to. You can look forward, because you can create a new future from right now. In this moment exists the opportunity to only go forward. You don't have to bring all the different parts of you with you. It does help to know where you came from. However, it's not necessary for where you want to go. Because you can decide right now. Let's say you've never been to Australia before, and you said, I want to go to Australia. You can decide to make your route and go to Australia, even though you've never been there before. So you can go on a new trajectory at any time. The question is, can you make that step in the truth of knowing who you are in this moment? Who you are can change from moment to moment. And can you be in the truth of who you are right now and then create from there? So what resonates? What frequency is your truth right now? What path forward are you being led to go in? You don't need to know every single step, because you'll be shifting and changing and moving along the way. And you need to not put up obstacles and interference. What puts up interference? Fear puts up interference. Where sometimes say, why is it taking so long to get to where I want to go? I've been on this path for so long. And the thing is because you keep putting up interference. You say, okay, I have faith. I'm moving in this direction. This is who I know myself to be. Bam, going there. And then you're like, ooh, what if this happens, and you throw in some fear, and then it slows things down. And then you say, oh, I'm going to try and control this. I'm going to make it happen this way. This is the person that's going to help me, or this is the person, it's going to look like this. And then you put up more interference. Interference doesn't stop you from getting to your goal. It only slows it down. You will eventually get to your path if you don't give up. You won't get there if you throw in the towel and you say, all right, that's it. If you do the regular type of surrender where you wave the white flag. So, who do you know yourself to be right now is all you need to answer in order to move forward. And the answer is to that is that you are a person who can create. So what life would you like to create? What health would you like to create? And then choose a pattern that you haven't done before. And it doesn't have to drastically change. It could be that, let's say you always work out at night. And then you decide, I'm going to work out in the morning and see what's different. What shows up if I do this? Maybe I'll have more energy. Maybe I will be able to sleep earlier. Maybe. So you do a different pattern than you've always done. Maybe you, and how can you, once you've decided this is my truth right now, this is what is true for me right now, what can you do to anchor that in? What action step can you do? Do you need to invest in new gym equipment or a membership to say, yes, this is who I'm going to be, someone who invests in their health? Maybe you need to look at your finances and say, all right, I'm going to start tracking and budgeting because this is now who I know myself to be, someone who is good with their finances. Maybe you need to look at your relationship and say, oh, I can see the roles that I've played that have gotten me here. How can I shift that? What can I do differently? Maybe I can remember love in the moments where I'm trying to not be right or to battle for being right. Maybe I can choose love over being right. Maybe I can choose compassion over being right. Maybe I can choose a lot of things over being right in this moment. Who do you know yourself to be already? And then amplify that. Make who you are even more. I know myself to be worthy. How can I, what steps show that I am worthy? For me, making an investment in mentorship into myself. It's not about choosing a mentor or choosing someone to work with. It is about how much do I trust myself? What is my belief in myself that I can move in the direction where I desire to go? And then you make a statement to God, Spirit, Universe. This is the step I'm going to take. And then God, Spirit, Universe answers. You step, and then the universe steps. You lead, the universe follows. And then the universe will rearrange everything in order to help you. If you are true to your conviction, and you create the life that you desire. Universe wants for you to experience who you are to the fullest of your capacity. To be the creator, to create the life that you desire to the best of your capacity, to make steps towards who you're becoming, your highest and best and grandest self. And many, many pathways can take you there. Choose one and then signal to the universe, this is my truth right now. Have a great day.